It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You must be ready to win today, Telly. We getting a warm up of your victory song. I love it.
I hope so.
You stay winning. All right, y'all. It is Friday. And it is also, as you know, every Friday here at Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, Black Friday. We want you to shout out your Black-owned business or the Black-owned business owned by someone that you love, you know. Here it is, y'all. Free 99 marketing. Free 99 advertising. And it is, again, powered by We Energy. Energy that you can depend on. Black Friday. Call us now. 833-212-1017. So Telly and I can shout out your Black business. So text us your flyer. We want you to win.
Yes.
Black businesses, we're rooting for y'all.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, again, Telly, thank you for my... I did not know it was the anniversary yesterday of Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. But in all seriousness, happy, happy 10-year anniversary, wedding anniversary to... our Madam Vice President and Second Gentleman, Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff. I hope that you have 10 more. Because Kamala Harris, she will run for re-election. If she wins, oh, it's going to be 4 years and then 4 years more. No question. She will run for re-election.
Yeah, we going to see.
we going to see. We going to see more to come. Now, it is Friday. And just so you know, we typically don't talk about politics on Friday for many reasons, including sometimes it can be exhausting just day after day after day to talk about politics. But we do want to highlight that during yesterday's Democratic National Convention, the final day, and Telly, this was your frat brother. So your frat brother, D.L. Hughley,
mm-hmm.
who's been on a few campaign trails with Madam Vice President.
He hosted
if
something
I'm not mistaken,
here. Yes,
here, yeah.
Yeah, here in Milwaukee. He hosted something, I want to say, at the, what is that? Discovery World. I'm sorry. I don't know why that slipped in my mind. But yes, Madam Vice President, when she was still running under the VP ticket, under the Biden ticket, D.L. Hughley was the moderator for an event that she had here. And it was just basically... him asking her questions on the stage. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, on our YouTube message board, Telly, before we get into D.L. Hughley, there's a lot of chatter going around, and we definitely want you to be engaged in that conversation as well. Just simply go to youtube.com, search for 101.7 The Truth, and you can join the conversations. Many people are applauding Madam Vice President. Bab says, Vice President Harris gave such an amazing speech. I loved it. Also, isn't Vance following Harris and Waltz like he's stalking them as they're traveling across the country? That is creepy and weird. Prentice on our YouTube message board said, I was a Biden supporter, but saying he was one of the best presidents of all time is a terrible take. That's your opinion, and that's my opinion, Prentice. Southern says, whether Gus is differently abled or not, children are off limits. So we've been talking a lot about the DNC yesterday, and we want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear your reactions. And again, as far as I'm concerned, as far as my top five, we talked about this on the show earlier in the year, Telly, who I regard as the top five presidents of all time, including Lyndon B. Johnson, Barack Obama, Clinton, Roosevelt. And I think historically, from a textbook standpoint, because there's been no other president that has done what Biden did. And based on the fact that he publicly said, yes, I was resistant because of my own personal ambition, but I put it aside and put the country first. Trust me, he will be part of that narrative.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
But that is your opinion. I respect it. And that's mine.
Yeah.
I'm thinking from a textbook standpoint.
Yeah. We got a couple of Black business shout outs. We're going to start off with Berthina. Berthina, you are on Truth Be Told. Good morning. What is your Black business shout out?
Black Friday on Truth.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I would like to shout out the Cream City, Wisconsin chapter of the Lynx Incorporated as we get ready to celebrate our 10th annual Denim and Diamond fundraiser.
Okay. Give us more information about it, please.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Denim and Diamond fundraiser is going to be held September 6th at the Wisconsin Country Club. And what this event is, what's unique about this event is you don't have to dress up in your finest gown and your tuxedo. You just come in your denim, your kickback, add a little sparkle to it, dust it off, come and have great fun, great food for a great cause, because we are supporting scholarships and programming in the Milwaukee community.
Okay. Thank you so much, Berthina. Once again, let the people know what's going on and what day and how they can attend this event.
Absolutely. So the event is going to be held Friday, September 6th. From 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock is our social hour. And then from 7 o'clock to approximately 7:45, we'll have a short program. And then after that, we're going to kick it off with a lot of dancing fun and some special events. We will be awarding one male, one female, and one couple with the best and most creative denim and diamond outfit that they come in. So we'll be giving away some prizes for that. Again, like I said, this is community focused, so we will be using the funds raised from this event to support community programming and scholarships for our children. We will also highlight some of our former scholarship recipients and have some video presentations from those youth. And we will be giving out the award for this year's scholarship recipient at the event as well. So again, that's Friday, September 6th. At the Wisconsin Club Country Club on 6200 West Good Hope Road. And like I said, it's a lot of fun. But again, supporting what we like to see in our community is our future leaders.
Thank you so much, Berthina. We appreciate the call and the information.
All right, we've got Norm. Norm, you've been so patient. Thank you so much for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
What's up, Telly and Denise? Wonderful people. You look so beautiful, natural beauty. Go on, girl. You doing it.
Well, thank you.
I don't want to be no killjoy. I want to be positive. But it seems like Harris is bringing back happiness again. You know what I'm saying? Because why everything got to be so mad and stuff? And I like that happiness. All right, y'all. Y'all have a beautiful weekend. Peace.
You know what I love about Norm? Number one, he gave me a compliment. So, Norm, that'll get you everywhere with me, flattery. But what I love about what Norm said, number one, he was brief, he was bright, and he emphasized and reminded us that however you feel about Madam Vice President or former President Donald Trump, if you watch the DNC, there was an exuberant amount of renewed positive energy. It was great to just watch. And, you know, another thing, Telly, that I really appreciated from an optics standpoint, the diversity that was visible in that room. You know, the RNC, it was like a sea of white people and then a sprinkle of chocolate chips or other colors every now and again. This is facts. Like, just go back and look at the RNC at Pfizer Forum, and you saw a sea of white people with little sprinkles. The DNC, to me, it was a true visual representation of what makes this country great, potentially to be great. And that is embracing and honoring and including different people, whether they're differently abled, whether they're different race, different nationality, different ethnicity, different generation. That was clear. You didn't even have to be able to hear what they were saying. If you just saw what you saw, that is what America should look like. And again, to Norm's point, great energy, synergy across the entire United Center.
Yes, absolutely. We got another black business shout out. Ontario, you're on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. What is your black business shout out?
Yeah, I should shout out like two black businesses. One is Bishop Torn in Recovery, and the other one is Knack for Details. Knack for Details is a mobile detail company that provides minor collision and mobile detailing services.
And how do we get in touch with you?
You can look up NACFA Details on NACFADetails.com. You can go on Facebook. You can go on Instagram for NACFA Details. And you can call 414-391-0518 for NACFA Details as well.
All right. Thank you for your call, Ontario. Good luck with everything. Shouting out your Black-owned business on Black Business Friday here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, powered by We Energies.
And when we come back from break, we want to continue to hear more of your Black-owned businesses or even Black-owned businesses that you know and love. Free 99, y'all. 833-212-1017. We come back. We're going to hear from D.L. Hughley. He was one of the speeches person. He was one of the people that spoke. I'm having another Governor Evers moment, y'all. He was the one that spoke yesterday representing a lot of factors, and he happens to be Telly's fraternity brother. So when we come back, we're going to hear sound bites from his remarks. Want to get your reactions. Did it help? Did it hinder? Or was it just good entertainment? 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the election season is in full swing, and we need to have an insightful discussion on the political issues that matter to the Black community. This is why we will be debuting The Truth on Politics on Tuesday, August 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. on The Truth. This monthly show will be a Truth Family Roundtable, which will engage in a thoughtful debate on the local elections, policies which impact you all, and break down everything you need to know about the upcoming 2024 presidential election. So do not miss the debut of The Truth on Politics on Tuesday, August 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. with Dr. Ken Harris, who will be hosting, Sherwin Hughes, along with myself, Tori Lowe, and Bailey Coleman on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
I'm definitely going to be tuned into that. That's going to be a powerful, as our brother Tori Lowe says, conversation. I cannot wait to tune in. Truth Nation, you do not want to miss that. At Old National Bank, they know there's nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Now, of course, today we have been recapping what was the final day of the historical 2024 Democratic National Convention down the street in Chicago inside of the United Center. DVJ on our YouTube message board, which you can join by simply going to YouTube and subscribing to 101.7 The Truth, so that way you don't ever have to miss a show and you can see us live, says Kamala came through in the clutch last night. She looked determined, disciplined, and focused. She's not playing around. Have a great weekend. Peace. She did look good, Telly. I'm not going to lie. When she came out, I was like, woo! Go, Kamala.
Hey, that was her moment. And one thing about it, when you have your moment, you just make sure you're prepared for it and you don't mess it up. And clearly, it sounds like she executed the assignment.
Now, you know, I was trying to think about what designer, but I was like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Because I know that was big when Michelle Obama was the first lady. Although, now see, that's another thing. I got to say this really quick, y'all. I was looking at, you know, Madam Vice President's speech last night. I'm trying to figure out, because, man, she looks so good. That suit is just fitting her. That wasn't no off the rack. Who was the designer? And I thought, I'm probably going to go with Ralph Lauren because typically they, you know, patronize and support American designers. Mm-hmm. That's what the Olympics did. That was all Ralph Lauren.
Right.
All the LeBron James, that was all. They have to support, you know, major American designers. And I thought, it's interesting because when Melania Trump was first lady, she was rocking all of the French, the Italian designers. She was LVN and Dolce and Gabbana. And I was like, I know. Like, okay, I'm telling you right now, Coco Chanel, all that. Yeah. So it's just funny how certain groups of people can wear whatever they want. But when it's us, we got to stay in the box. But regardless, Madam Vice President looked good. And, but again, what do y'all think? I'm going to go with Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, that might be something that she changes, you know, if she's elected.
Yes.
Like, look, all that old stuff that y'all said that I have to do, I don't have to do that anymore. Didn't you hear?
Does anybody know?
I'm the president.
I know that's right. I'm trying to think. If anybody knows who she was wearing last night, please let us know. I know Telly, he's like, whatever. 833-212-1017. If you know who Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was wearing, please let me know. Now, in the meantime, between time, D.L. Hughley, actor, comedian, obviously community activist, advocate for the Democratic Party, he spoke during yesterday's final night of the DNC. We've got some sound bites. Want you to check it out. And the question is, Truth Nation, and again, I know that things are changing. We want to appeal to younger voters because there are a lot more younger voters than ever before. Yes, all those babies that were born and had their first black president, Barack Obama, who are now 18, This is not new to them. Okay, they embrace diversity. It's not a game to them. It's not a big deal. So let's take a listen to D.L. Hughley from last night. And I want to get your reactions.
I hope black men listened up last night, boy. God.
Yes.
Because of that, I made assumptions about Kamala's record. And I often repeated them to a lot of people. Then one day, Kamala invited me to her house. She put her hand on my shoulder and she asked me to do some research. Something I had never done. Something a lot of people I know had never done before. Imagine attacking someone's character without a single Google search. So I did what I should have done in the first place. I learned that she had done for us exactly what she promised to. I believe that your apology should be as loud as your accusation, and I'm here apologizing in front of the whole damn world.
Now,
loved it.
Telly, that is what... So I'm going to keep it real with you. Selfishly, I've always respected D.L. Hughley as a comedian, but he wasn't one of my favorite people because of a lot of things that he said about Kanye West. I'm biased. As well as the comments that he made about when he was on, what's the guy's name that used to host the Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon? That's crazy. I just had a blank.
Jay Leno?
Thank you. When he was on the Jay Leno show and was referencing black women as nappy heads. And then, you know, him and Monique would go back and forth. And I was like, brother, do you like black women? I'm trying to, you know, because then he would also publicly come for Kamala Harris. And so I was starting to question, I know you married to a black woman, but do you like us? Because there's a lot of us that resent us. What he said last night, number one, I cannot come for someone's character unless I've done the research. Thank you, D.L. Hughley, for saying that. Because there's a lot of people out there that claim they know and they don't know people. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for publicly in front of the world apologizing and embracing and supporting as a black man, another black person, a black woman in particular. Thank you, D.L. I have now the utmost admiration and respect for you. And I wish more brothers would do what D.L. Hughley did.
Yeah, that was the ultimate putting your pride aside. And that was the one thing, the first thing that you heard, especially a lot of black men say when Madam Vice President Kamala Harris entered the race was, she locked up a bunch of black people in California. And you got to think to yourself, okay, that doesn't even sound right. Let me go and do some research. And just like DL admitted, he didn't do any research on what she has accomplished, or anything that had anything to do with her character. And it is sad because it happens so often. But what doesn't happen often is the apology.
There you go. Brian, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Did he say what his results of the his investigation was? Because I didn't hear that unless your radio cut out or something, or I didn't hear the whole sound bite. But did he say what he found when he said he did
his
Google
search?
Why did
he need to? That wasn't the purpose, Brian. Huh? The purpose of it wasn't his position to say. I mean, he's only got a certain amount of time. But the objective to publicly say, I've done the research. I apologize because I came for her character. That was the objective of that message. It wasn't for him to stand there, especially when Madam Vice President has not taken the stage yet to talk about her policies researched.
Oh, okay. Well, I would address, I'm not going to address Kamala. I'd address D.O. Hughley. As far as D.O. Hughley, he's definitely a toxic, cynical black person. Because when it comes to bashing Kanye West, Kanye West gave people the truth about how things actually work in this world. So if you're going to, diss what's right and wrong, he needs to do his research on what's right when it comes to dissing certain people that do give you the true knowledge about things. As far as Kamala Harris, her record is out there. Everybody knows what she's done. The problem is with Kamala's, is that she actually have the kahunas to deal with Russia and to deal with China. That's the only thing. Is she going to be an economic president or is she going to be a welfare president? And if she's going to be an economics president, I salute her. But if she's going to just pass checks around like Biden, we're in serious trouble when we got wars going on all over the this quote-unquote plane. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brian, for your call and listening. Have a great rest of the day. Really quick, Brian, just so you know, Madam Vice President, as a woman, she does not, never have, and never will have kahunas. just wanted to make sure you understand that, because a lot of us see, this is what I'm talking about. We're about to possibly have a female president. We got to get rid of these male terms. Okay, no woman has kahunas. So please don't measure her against something that she doesn't, never have, never will have, kahunas. Thank you so much. Please, y'all, quit. If this woman wins, the first thing I need all the men to do is get healed and get complete of the things that women, even though they are more than competent to be leaders, they do not have kahunas. And they shouldn't be measured whether they have it or not.
And good point by Curly Q on our YouTube message board. Curly Q says he wasn't doing a research presentation. He was encouraging others to do theirs as well. See, that's the problem, Curly Q. No one wants to put it into work. They just want the answers. It's like, I don't... Like, why do I got to go figure out who she is? I mean, I'll just listen to what people tell me.
You want me to go there?
Like, that is so crazy to me.
I'm going to go there. I want some of y'all that ask these questions and holding Kamala Harris to these types of standards. Did you have those same standards when it was Biden and Trump? Did you have those same standards when it was Clinton and Trump?
Right.
Did you have those same standards when it was Obama and McCain? I'm just asking because I'm hearing, and you know, I have been an avid fan of talk radio all my life. All my life. So I listen to talk radio day after day after day. And I'm finding it interesting that a number of these questions that are being presented as part of measuring whether or not Kamala Harris is competent or her integrity or her policies, these same questions weren't asked during previous presidential elections. Just asking for a friend. Help me understand. We come back, y'all. It is that time. Truth Telling Hits with Telly. We've got a very special edition in conjunction with the DNC. And the fact that right now, America, for the most part, is happy. We are renewed. So let's stay tuned. Coming up, Truth Telling Hits with DT and Telly. Is Telly going to keep his black card? Help us find out. 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on. It's our favorite black businesses. More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our Beyond the Mic Happy Hour Mixer series has been a hit this summer. As the summer comes to a close, we want to celebrate with you. Join our Truth team for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes Friday, August 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Mr. B's Lounge located at 8617 West Brown Deer Road in Milwaukee. There will be delicious cocktails, food, great conversations, Chula Vista Resort Stay Giveaway, and so much more. So we can't wait to see you next Friday, August 30th, from 4 to 7 at Mr. B's Lounge in Milwaukee.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before break, we heard a soundbite from one of these speakers during yesterday's final night of the Democratic National Convention, D.L. Hughley. And what I found so incredible was to see, from my lens, a black man promoting, supporting, and even publicly apologizing. And I love what he said, because oftentimes we as people, as human beings, we will humiliate someone in public where there's an audience and then want to apologize in private. So D.L. Hughley, that's your frat brother.
Y'all all right with me, Omega? He put it down. And just a really quick comment. I know we're going to get to True Talent hits with Telly, but Pulse Check said on our YouTube message board, and this is so profound, it is immensely important that we do our research. Furthermore, it's equally important to get that research from data-validated sources. Oftentimes, social media is not one of those sources.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Ronnie on our Truth Talking text line says, a weak-minded individual only sees the surface, while a strong-minded individual sees the roots and knows its base. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Could not agree more.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Y'all keep sending in your thoughts and your questions, 833-212-1017. It's about that time. Telly, are you ready?
I am ready.
Now, here's the... I'm going to let the intro go, and then I'm giving you...
Telly Hughes may be a two-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, but does he know his classic black music? We will find out now, as DT will put Telly's black music knowledge to the test with Truth Telling Hits on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Let's see what you got.
You heard the man. It's about that time, y'all. It is Friday, as Telly says.
Yes.
And we are now going to see if Telly can keep did you lose it last week? I can't remember.
I don't think I did. I think I still have it.
Okay.
I want to believe I still have it.
Look, y'all, of course he does. We're going to see if you're going to keep your black card this week. Now, the theme is victory songs. Telly, I'm gonna keep it real with you. This is going to be an easy one for you. I am confident that you are going to keep your black card. Truth Nation, help Telly out. You can text Telly right now. Call in. Give him some help. Dwayne, as usual, he says, I got your back, Mr. T, 833-212-1017. Okay, y'all, let's get it. It's Friday. America's feeling good. Song number one. It's easy
Living in America by none other than James Brown.
Yes, honey. Hey, wait a minute.
Let that ride for a little bit so we can hear what we don't understand. I have never understood a lyric from James Brown. Who did? Who? Good, good, good. What is he saying?
But wait a minute. I got to tell y'all, Truth Nation, if y'all know my father is as black and white. He is like, he's cool as a fan, but my dad keeps it real. That's why he don't leave the house, because he knows. So wait a minute, y'all. This song was the soundtrack of Rocky II, I believe. Rocky II or Rocky III, when he fought, when Apollo Creed fought the Russian. Was it Rocky II or Rocky III?
No, that was Rocky IV.
Was it Rocky IV?
Yeah, that was Rocky IV.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Me and my dad was watching the movie, and when James Brown came out and Apollo Creed came out, I said, man, I wish I could beep. I'm not going to say it with the real word, but he's like, oh, man, that brother going to lose doing all that extra stuff. He going to lose that.
That was one of the best intros in boxing
history. I was like,
history.
Dad, that was fire. See, that's what's wrong. See, you doing all that extra stuff. Tied. You should be ready to just get out there. Daddy said, he going to lose. And then he died. I was like, Dad.
When it happened, your daddy was like, look, see, doing all that dance, he ended up dead.
Were you there? I was like, Dad. And like you said, and then when Apollo Creed died, I looked at my dad like, oh, and then you feel terrible?
And what did he do? He sucked his teeth and said, told you, Dad.
Told you. Hey, are you there? He was like, oh, man, that nigga gonna lose. Okay. Song number two.
Oh, God. I didn't know it came on like that.
Hey. Bring out that Truth Nation.
Another summer.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to go. Brothers and sisters.
Put your fist in the air, y'all. Where you at, Truth Nation? Let's go.
Well, if you drive it, don't put your fist in the air. But if you're at home.
10-2. 10-2 on the steering wheel. 10-2.
Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
You got it.
And look at you. Because, hey, look, that was the only song that Radio Raheem played in Do the Right Thing.
Man. You know what? Rest in heaven, Radio Raheem. You know the brother that played Radio Raheem. You know he died about 5 or 6 years ago of a heart attack.
Yeah, yep. I remember.
No, it wasn't a heart attack. He had some type of organ failure. But, yeah, shout out to Radio Raheem. Rest in heaven.
Yeah.
All right, Telly, you're on a roll. I'm so proud
of
you.
All right.
I'm
a little nervous because usually when you say, oh, you're going to be fine, I normally don't be fine. So,
Telly, you got this. You got me smiling. You represent. D.L. Hughley represent. The Omegas, y'all represent today. All right, y'all. Here we go. Song number three. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad she gave her permission to use this song. Her meaning Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. The song is Freedom by Beyonce.
Yeah.
What a great song.
Man. Go on, Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's keep it going. Now, this one's going to be very easy, but again, I'm the theme today is victory song, so just bear with me, Telly, but you're going to just think of this as a bonus. This is going to be so easy. Here we go. Song number four. I had to put it in here.
Hey, Mustard on the beat. Bebo in rap. He a free throw man down. Call her Amber Lambs. Tell him, please, bro. Nella E to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni?
I think
trying to see Compton.
They that would have just put it over the top. If Kendrick Lamar,
too many options.
I'm like, Crip walked her out on stage last night.
Beat your fucking hot the Bible if God watches. Sometimes you gotta pop
but
out.
Hey,
show.
Hey.
I'm doing
say,
mine, y'all. Go to our YouTube channel. Y'all can see me do my walk. Hey.
Not like us.
I hear you like not like us. Kendrick Lamar, you got it. All right, let's keep it going. Song number five. Kick it!
No. Oh. Kick it!
Look at my head back, y'all.
All right.
Look at Savannah. She's like, what is this? What group is this? What? Look at Savannah. What? I don't understand what's going on right now.
Oh, Savannah, you got to know where you're going. If you won't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been.
That's right.
This is the Beastie Boys.
One of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time. When I tell you this album, this cassette,
for your right.
I'm telling you, one of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time. And if you play it, I go nuts. Paul Revere. Now, here's a little story.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, people come don't even now. Think that's a white group when Paul Revere comes on.
Jewish right white group at that.
Right.
Like, Jewish no white group.
But yes, that was Fight for Your Right. Beastie Boys.
Dude, I love me some Beastie Boys. Shoo. 1989. What? That whole, all you got to do is just play that whole album, cassette, CD, whatever version. Play it from beginning to end. All right.
Hey, before we get to the last one on our True Talking text line, Dwayne, who normally has my back way back, he's been on it today.
Oh, he's been on it today? Let me check.
I haven't needed him in a timely manner, but when I just refreshed it,
Dwayne is bringing it. Dwayne. All right, Dwayne, we got one more, brother. So let's see what you got for Telly. Song number 6. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. Okay, so tell me what you got.
I got Celebration.
This is your celebration.
And this song has been done so many times, but I think the original is cool in the gang, right?
Yes,
okay.
You got it!
Okay.
Now, bam. Can I manifest something really quick?
Okay.
Now, I know Truth Nation going to get on me when I say this. I'm manifesting that the first time that we play the Green Bay Packers in November, we're going to play that song after the game because we're going to win. I'm just manifesting. Go Bears. Bear down. All right. Well, Telly, you won. Congratulations. Shout out to all of our listeners who were helping Telly on the YouTube message board, as well as, okay, B. Bruce, your point is made. I hear you. You keep saying the same thing. You won. The Beastie Boys are trash. Okay, you got it. Just keep going on and on. You got it. I'm acknowledging you. Are you done? B. Bruce says the Beastie Boys music was whack. Was trash. You got it. All right. I have to give a special shout out and thank you to our beloved producer, Savannah. Savannah is holding the fort down. We've been giving her a lot of last minute changes. Let me tell y'all, Savannah is one of the goats to do it. Savannah, thank you. Thank you for everything that you've been doing for us, this show, because we know that typically you are Sherwin's producer. So for you to make an exception and continue to support Sherwin as well as our show, got to show you some love. So shout out. And thank you to our beautiful, gorgeous producer, Savannah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now.
All right.
I get my theme music then, right?
Telly, you got it. I'm putting the mic down.
Know,
don't get your theme music, brother.
Oh, wait a minute. So Savannah's like, hold on. Give her a minute. You know, I tell you what, Savannah, this applies to you too. I'm like, here you go. Like, you just got that shout out. Here you go.
There you go. Hey.
There it is. Somebody say you was looking for me. See?
Hey.
Ain't ready. Can't tell me that don't get you going anytime you hear that.
Well, now every time I hear it, I think about you. I'm like, well, there's Telly's victory song. I hear it all the time. All right, y'all. We come back. We're going to wrap things up with our truth of the matter. This has been, I just have to say this, Telly, to Truth Nation, all of our listeners, thank y'all so much again for tuning in, because I know this has been a quite, regardless of how you feel about the Democratic Party, this has been quite an eventful week. Shout out to all of the staff and team members that have been between Pfizer Forum and the United Center. We do this for y'all, Truth Nation. We do this for y'all because we love y'all. Y'all deserve it. Keep tuning in. Subscribe to the YouTube channel right now. Go to YouTube.com and search for 101.7, 101.7 The Truth. And you can see and hear Telly and I live, as well as the 9 additional hours of live Black Talk Radio. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What Madam Vice President Kamala Harris heard from Second Gentleman Doug Hemop as she entered the room.
Hey.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. All right, y'all. My truth of the matter is this. The Democratic Convention is over. And the real test for Kamala Harris, as well as Tim Walz, the campaign officially begins. We have a Democratic presidential and vice presidential nominee. So now the real work begins. And I just want to remind us of what our forever former First Lady Michelle Obama stated. Amid this extraordinary optimism, no matter how good we feel tonight or tomorrow or the next day, this is going to be an uphill battle. Regardless of whoever you support, know that the work now begins. And so please, as Michelle Obama reminded us, don't be complaining, don't be criticizing, don't be judging, do the work, vote the way that you know is going to put this country in a positive, healthy, and prosperous position. That's my truth of the matter.
Yeah, my truth of the matter is, as we wrapped up the DNC and we saw this week, and I mean, there's a lot of questions, especially right after the RNC, about how would the DNC compare to the RNC and what would they have in store. And at that time, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was not at the top of the ticket. But now we don't have to speculate on how it's going to be, what's going to happen. We've all seen it. It's played out. And I think that the Democratic committee and the national committee has to be pleased with the results and the turnout of how things turned out in Chicago. As you said, DT, now it's about moving forward, continuing to be strategic. The next big thing that's coming up will be the debate in early September. And just make sure that you are in putting yourself in the best position to succeed, whatever position you're being put in. And I think that they've done a good job of that so far. And now that the DNC is over, maybe more of her policies and more things will be unveiled. Maybe she'll start doing more one-on-one interviews and continuing to let the American people know who she is and what she stands for. I thought she did a great job in Chicago doing that. And I believe that with the right people around her, which it is obvious the right people are around her, she will continue to do that.
Could not have said it better. We got to support, regardless of how you feel, y'all. We got to look at how communities support their communities. You feel what I'm saying, Telly?
Yeah.
Other communities, regardless of how they feel personally, they support, they stand by, they uplift. And I'm asking that as this is Wisconsin's Black Talk Radio, to consider doing the same.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. I'm so happy it's Friday. Can't y'all tell? When I tell y'all I'm so happy that today is Friday,
man.
I love y'all, but mama needs a break. DT, needs a break.
Hey, don't you kind of feel like when you've been wanting something the day when it finally happens, you don't even know how to react? Like, I've been wanting Friday to get here so long that now it's here. I'm like, man, now I need to make sure I take advantage of this now. So, yes.
I can tell you, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it today.
Yeah,
and Telly and I, we hope you do as well. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Make it a great weekend. Tell somebody you love them. Definitely be safe and do the research. Do the research on both candidates because it's official now.
Yeah. I mean, you spend a lot of time scrolling. I mean, don't scroll. Sometimes just all you got to do is just type in her name. A bunch of stuff will come up.
Exactly. In the words of our 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama, don't boo, vote.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, y'all. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. Sherwin Hughes up next. We love y'all so much. We will hear and see y'all, Lord willing, on Monday.
Peace out.